that brings us now to our Monday morning feature. It's the Wellness Talk, and joining us for the Community Wellness Talk today is Jason Verhaeghe, Director of the Skagway Recreation Center. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Hanging out here at the rec center.
And you didn't blow away over the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, it was blowing pretty hard, but it's nice and warm in here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, so you're the director of the Skagway Rec Center. And Jason, that's sort of a newer development, right? Like in the last year or so?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I joined the team about a little over 3 months ago. Really kind of learning my job and having fun getting to know the team. But we've found our rhythm, and we're slowly making changes to grow as a team.
Wonderful. Well, it's an important role in the community. Thanks so much for filling it.
Thank you.
So what are some of the current hours and offerings at the Rec Center?
Sure, yeah. As usual, our hours are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 9 p.m., so plenty of time. Monday through Thursday, 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. On Fridays, we open at 5 a.m., but we close at 7. And then on the weekends, we're open 10 till 5:30.
Okay. And do those hours change at all come springtime or summer?
We're hoping we can keep them the same. If anything, they'll extend. But right now, we're looking at the same schedule coming spring and summer.
Okay. Great. And what sort of classes are offered at the moment?
A lot of the classes we've had have been offered for a while, so a lot of folks are probably familiar with them, but we do have one exciting addition. Line Dancing with Becky is back. So if you want to learn some fun dance moves, come by on Fridays from 1 till 2 and learn to line dance.
That's delightful. I saw someone line dance the other night. I kind of forgot about that option.
The rhythm is slow enough that even I can keep up. So for those who are not quite as rhythmically gifted, come join in.
And Jason, I guess this question is going to betray the lack of time that I spend at the gym. But you guys have an offering right now, and I have no idea what it is. It's called SPAT, I think, in all uppercase letters. What on earth is that?
That is a combination of the words spin and chat. One of our contract trainers, Kendra, does a great job keeping your heart rate up on Mondays and Wednesdays and really focused on doing a great cycling class. But then Fridays are a little bit more casual, a little bit more town gossip focused. But keep your legs moving while you hear all the fun things going around town.
Okay. And it is pronounced SPAT, not S-P-A-T.
You got it, yeah.
Cage and SDJs have been wondering. That's good to know. And are you guys involved with the Buckwheat Ski Classic in any way?
We don't have a direct role, but, you know, as those Canadian visitors or Haines folks come over and you need to clean up in a shower or just need a warm space to stop in, our doors are open, as we said, those hours. So swing by and warm up if you need to.
Okay. And I guess I was going to ask you, Jason, one of the things that has happened in the past at the Skagway Rec Center is kind of a clothing household item swap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that going to be happening this year?
Yeah, we haven't actually announced it, but I'm happy to share. We will be hosting what we call our rummage sale. The dates will be April 26th, 27th, and 28th. That's a weekend. So we'll definitely be holding it again. We don't quite have what hours we'll have it open or when our donation drop-offs will begin. But folks around town, if you want to start setting things aside that you thought you might sell but instead would like to just donate, feel free, because again, April 26th, 7th, and 8th will be the rummage sale.
Perfect timing was spring cleaning and
definitely,
yeah.
Those seasonal folks who need some, you know, a coffee table or TV set, maybe they can find that here.
Oh yeah, excellent. Do you guys have any other special classes or fundraisers or things coming up?
Sure, we got quite a few little things to share. One of the most important, I want to put a plug in for our three seasonal positions announced now. So if you want to join us as a rec attendant, as a senior coordinator, or as a youth programs aide, all three of those seasonal positions are open now. You can find info on our Facebook page or give us a call and we can get you info. So that's pretty exciting. You can join our team. Also, some pretty big changes here is our pricing structure. As of the beginning of this month, kids are now free. So if you have a newborn all the way up till 14, you are free at the rec center. And that includes our after-school program, open gym. The kids can come in, provide a safe, dry, warm place for kids to recreate. And if they're over 10 years old, they can be here without supervision. They can be here independent. And then also, our senior discounts have been greatly increased. It used to be about $180 for a year pass, down to $50 for a year pass if you're over 65. Those changes are great for year-rounders and for certain age groups. But to be fully transparent, we are increasing our seasonal prices. So if anyone is not planning on purchasing a year, I would strongly suggest coming in as soon as you can, because those increases on the 6 month and less will take effect March 31st. So it'll be your last chance to get those lower prices if you don't want to commit to the full year. But we wanted to make that year more affordable, you know, make that incentive to stay around. It's hard to find housing. It's hard to find employment. It shouldn't be hard to find wellness in the winter here, so the annual fees won't increase.
That's great news as far as people do have a little bit of time to lock in on the old pricing, and thanks for being transparent about all that. But wonderful about the kids being free too, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know, take care of your kids and take care of your elders, and things will usually fall into place after that.
Well, Jason, do you have any sort of passion projects or things you're working on as a new rec center director?
You know, there are a lot of things moving, and in particular, this coming Thursday, hopefully the assembly will consider hiring an outdoor recreation coordinator. If that moves forward, the next time we connect on the radio, I'll have all sorts of fun things to share. But we have to, you know, cart before the horse. We got to make sure the position is a real thing before we start assigning tasks to it. So, yes, but under the hat for this moment.
Okay. You'll keep us posted, I trust.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, any other information you're hoping to share with us this morning?
Just come on in, have a good time. The rec center is open, and we're here for the community. So if you need a place to recreate, also in case anybody hasn't been here in a while, the spin studio, the weights, we've moved several things around. We've reorganized our Arctic entry. Soon, hopefully, we're going to reorganize our multi-purpose room. We're trying to make it just a little bit warmer, a little bit more comfortable to use this space. So come on in, and even if you don't want to, you know, commit to a plan yet, stop by. We'll do a walkthrough together just so you can see the changes.
Okay. And so people can find information on your Facebook page and by calling you. What's the phone number at the rec center?
907-983-2679. And then also SkagwayRecreation.org. SkagwayRecreation.org are the two places you can get us.
Keep track of all the information happening. And Jason, one last final question for me, and maybe it's kind of a hard one, but do you have a favorite class or offering at the rec center right now?
Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could find the time to take my own class? No, truthfully, in reality, my favorite thing is to watch Toddler Time. It's a lot of fun for the little ones in town to come through. And in my office, I got a giant window facing the gym, so it's a lot of fun to look over and seeing those kids playing.
Well, that's a wonderful answer. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for the Wellness Talk, Jason Van Hague.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for highlighting us, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Hope you have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. That's Jason Verhaeghe, director of the Skagway Rec Center. And again, they're open 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Fridays. Lots of wonderful offerings, and you can find information on their Facebook and their website. The time is 8:55 on Sound.